man would rather be here in the hospital or the funeral home. Brother Dale likes the funeral home. Amen. He makes money. He did tell me that he would be the last one to let me down. Yeah. Amen. All right. I appreciate Brother Dale. He was my pastor for a while. If there's anything you don't like about me, it's his fault. And so you remember that. But I enjoyed my time being up under him, and I hope I was a decent church member under him. I believe in submitting to authority. And all righty. 22 years. And God has been good. And amen. If we got what we deserve, we'd all be in hell. Everything this side of hell is grace and mercy, and I'm thankful for that. And it is good to see you. Maybe some more will come in. How many glad the time changed? My wife said, "Are you going to set the clocks back?" I said, "No, I get confused." And they shouldn't do that to old people. Okay? Leave it alone. Clocks. God bless your heart. Amen. And I asked the guy that one time I was visiting, his wife was dying. And he was a collector of cuckoo clocks, and they went all the way around a room. And he said, "What do you think?" I said, "Well, I got a question." He said, "Well, what's your question, preacher?" I said, "How long does it take it to set all the clocks twice a year?" I mean, that's a day's work. It was a bunch of them. But amen. I think I left mine alone. I got up. It was still dark when I got here this morning. But I'm okay with that. I like being by myself sometimes and praying and thinking. And we're going to go ahead and start with prayer request. We appreciate Brian teaching last week. And amen. And we're praying about letting him teach through the book of Ezekiel. Amen. I want to know what the will in the wheel is still. I have seen them on some of the cars that's in the hood where the rims keep spinning when they stop. Amen. I don't know what the prophetic significance is on that. But okay. All right. Prayer request. All right. Amen. Sometimes the Bible gives us verses that are difficult. That's why God said, "Study to show thyself to prove to a workman." That's a cuss word, isn't it? Study to show thyself to prove unto God a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now we live in a generation that don't even know we have truth. How many different translations are there out there today? Does anybody know how many translations there are today? And the catch of it is they're all different. And when they differ, it takes away from absolute authority. If you say the Bible says this, they can say my Bible doesn't say that. Okay? And we're going to deal with alcohol. And we're going to look at some verses that are difficult. I still believe that the Bible is the sole authority for faith and practice. Everything we have is based upon Scripture. Martin Luther, during the Reformation, what sparked the Reformation was sola scriptura. The Bible first. Sola, the Bible alone. Okay, sola scriptura. Now, there are some verses that gives a little bit of confusion. All right, here's your statistics. In America, there's a $259.8 billion a year in sales on alcohol. When I grew up, you had to go to certain stores to buy it. Most people didn't sell it. Some counties were dry. Okay. Now, where can you go now that doesn't sell it? Here's what I hear. Well, you can't stay in business with a restaurant if you don't sell alcohol. Chick-fil-A. But that's not a Baptist place because they closed on Sunday. And everybody knows Baptists love to eat out on Sunday. Okay? But when I first got saved, Brother Reeves used to say, don't buy your groceries where they sell alcohol. Where could you get groceries at now? Don't buy gas where they sell alcohol. You won't get gas. I mean, it's a multi-billion dollar industry. Okay? Statistics tell us that it cost America right about $800 billion a year on addictions. All right? This cost includes wages, lost lives, hospital cost, and treatment. Almost every church now that's a larger church has an addiction program. And everyone that has one probably doesn't preach against drinking. Huh? What they want to do is they want to build a hospital at the bottom of the cliff. Best thing to do is put up a fence, keep people from going off a cliff. It's easier to fix a problem before you have the problem. Okay? Now, this statistic does not include crime. How many people are in our penitentiaries because of alcohol? Okay? What about homicides? There are still places in America where you can go and they'll have a sign up, spirits sold here. Yeah. Wonder what that means, spirits sold here. It's a good question, isn't it? Today, the religious crowd, they are confused about alcohol. Well, what's wrong with it? What about moderate drinking? Well, you know one of our main problems we have? We're not disciplined enough to do moderation. How many of us overeat? Okay. How many of us overfast? Okay. We don't do well with moderation. We don't do good with discipline at all, okay? Now, there are some verses that are difficult, and this is the ones that people go to. All right. Now, the first problem that people have about the Bible is we don't rightly divide the Word of God. Most people don't even believe the Bible. They believe it is man's word about God. You don't hear many preachers say, "Thus saith the Lord," anymore. Well, let me tell you what I believe. Thus saith the Lord. Okay? By the way, God does have absolutes. Most people in America have become their own God. Anything you say negative to them, okay, we become our own gods. What has happened is we've added Jesus onto our lives. He is not our life. He is a part of our life. We let Him in when we want to let Him in. Okay? Now, the Bible is a spiritual book that can only be understood by someone that has been born again. Most people depend upon a theologian or a preacher to tell them that. Now, I've said this often, and I'll say it again and again, what man gives you, man can take away. What God gives you, no man can take away. Okay? And we can't have preacher convictions because not all preachers have the same convictions. Okay? 1 Corinthians 2:14, we want you to write down some scriptures. "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." The natural man doesn't receive the things of God. He cannot. Okay? 2 Corinthians 4:3, "But if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." Okay? People are blinded. We got an election coming up. There'll be people about a vote, probably more than you realize, for the current administration, which has not gave one thing in 4 years that you could vote for. And the one that's running for office said, "I'm going to fix things." You're the one that took them where they're at. Y'all help me with that. You've been in control for 4 years. You're admitting you failed. And she will get votes. There's the one come in co-op the other day. Had one of her shirts on. One of the girls up front says, "Started not to sell her anything." Okay? Now, the Bible does have some verses, and I want to say this before we start. No man knows everything. No man knows everything. I've only met one that said they did. That they had read their Bible through one time and they knew everything about the Bible. And I'm like, I am so very much impressed. I saw something this week in my Bible study, and I don't know how many times I've read my Bible through. I've never seen Brother Dale. I've always said every time you see angel in the Bible or anything that resembles an angel, it's in the masculine form. I've said that. Zechariah talks about women with wings. Say, I was wrong. The Bible is right. Now, it did not say they were angels, but women with wings. Now, every picture, every statue we see of an angel is always feminine. That's big. We will study it out. I believe there's an answer, okay? Now, for every verse there that is for alcohol or mentions alcohol positive, there are many against. There are certain rules of interpretation you must follow. You interpret the dark verses with the verses you have light on. The Bible does not contradict itself. So if we have a verse that's not sure, it's okay to say, I don't know. It's okay. I had a guy tell me one time, it was from Brother Sammy's, and he said, if you let me come to your church, we'll fill it out. All you got to do is advertise in the newspaper and tell them we're going to have a prophecy meeting and I'm going to reveal who the Antichrist is. And I'm like, could be you. I don't know you. Huh? Paul said the spirit of the Antichrist was in his day. And he said there were many. Okay, that's what the Bible says. So we have to be careful. Now, one writer said this, there are seven different uses of the Greek word for wine, and you cannot find the full meaning of the word when it stands alone. It could be summed up because six uses have nothing to do with intoxicating drink. Okay. Now, before we get into the verses, Smith's Bible Dictionary said the simple wines of antiquity was incomparably less deadly than the stupefying and ardent beverages of our Western nations. The wine was more like syrup. Historians said that grape juice was boiled to keep it from fermentation and it became thick like molasses. And they would actually take the syrup and add water to it to drink. Sometimes they would take raisins, which could be carried without spoil, and they would rehydrate the raisins and drink the juice. Okay? Aristotle said that it became as thick as butter and had to be cut and then hydrated. So we've got a little bit of picture, okay? Now y'all ready to look at some verses? Let's go to Deuteronomy 14, verse 26. Deuteronomy 14, verse 26. By the way, this is not a one lesson study. Okay? Okay. So it says that you to take money for whatsoever thy soul lusteth after, and you purchase that. And the Bible is very clear. It says strong drink. Now, how many of y'all believe that's alcohol? Okay. I do too. All right. Now, one of the principal rules of interpretation is context. A text out of context is a pretext. Now, what does that mean? I would like to encourage you to read the whole chapter of number 14. We don't have time to do it today, but I want you to read it. And I'm going to try to put it into context with you. It deals with traveling. The Jew was required to travel to Jerusalem three times a year. By the way, they did not have automobiles Okay, travel was not easy. You okay with that? The tithe was not necessarily about money, but about the things God blessed you with. And if God blessed you, how hard would it be to travel with an entourage? What you would do is sell your tithe for money, because money is more easily carried than a dozen sheep. And when you get there, you're to take that money and you buy, the Bible said, whatever thy soul lusteth after. The context is worship. You buy it. He talked about wine and he talked about strong drink. Y'all believe there's a difference between the two? When we think of wine, we automatically think of strong drink. Y'all think there's a difference? Now, what does that verse mean? He said, buy strong drink. Why would you do that? Anybody got any ideas? What are you going to do with strong drink? Drink it? What else you do with it? Come on, preacher, help me out.
Kill insects.
Kill insects, yeah. Sometimes they would pour it in wounds.
Yeah, sure did.
Okay. Now I want somebody to look up. Let me find it. Numbers 28:7. See, I believe the Bible has an answer for everything. Numbers 28:7. Okay.
Okay. And the drink offering thereof shall be in the fourth part of wine.
Strong wine. That's a drink offering.
Yep.
What was the purpose of in Deuteronomy 28 or 14:26?
Yeah.
To worship. Why would you buy a strong drink? A drink offering. Does that make it a little bit clear?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Makes it a little bit clear. When I saw that, I'm like, yeah, that sheds light. I like light. Well, he bought it for a drink offering. That was what he was going for, was to offer. And he was to take his tithe money, and when he got there, he could buy his stuff back and offer it. So he offered strong wine. Okay. How many's got that? Does it make sense? It makes sense. Okay. Now, let's go to 31:6, Proverbs. These are the verses. By the way, I only found three positive. Proverbs 31:6. All right, give strong drink to him that's ready to perish. All right, now I want to ask you a few questions. What does he mean when he says ready to perish?
To die.
To die? Can I ask you who is dying? Who is dying? All of us. Everybody's dying. How many years, let's see this. How many years have you been saved? I got saved in 1984.
Saved 68.
68. That's a long time. All right. What? That's 40 years. Over 40.
Way over
40. Lawson?
I got saved when I was 14. I'm 82
now. Okay. All right. That's a pretty good time. He's been saved longer than I am old. Not by much. Okay? That's pretty good. By the way, that's a blessing. Okay? How many people have you ever seen carry out this clear order? You ever seen anybody do that? No? Wine is a generic term in the Bible. It can mean either. It has to be in the context. They are some different Greek words, and they are some different Hebrew words. And I'll give you one. I didn't give it to you earlier. Hebrew word terosh is used for wine in the Old Testament. And here's what the experts say. I don't know Hebrew. Okay. I don't even know a Hebrew. But it says terosh means that which is possessed. Okay. Now, is it okay to do that? I say it is. It's okay to give strong drink to those that are perishing. Not everybody, and look, not everybody runs to the doctor for everything. Okay? And I know that we have modern medicine. I know they knock you out when you're about to die, and sometimes I believe they help you die. Okay? I believe that. But it says do that. Now, for our information, a couple of verses before that, it says that it's not for kings and princes. Okay, it's not for kings and princes. And we will cover that a little bit later. Okay? Because the word strong drink is mentioned 20 times in your King James Bible. All right. 1 Timothy 5:23. This is the positives. Somebody quoted it earlier. You mentioned it. Yeah. Yeah, give a little wine for your stomach's sake. 5:23. Brother Sam used to say, I'm a teetotaler, I don't even take NyQuil.
He also used to call it Baptist liquor.
Yeah. Who's got 1 Timothy 5:23? Okay. It's a little wine for thy stomach's sake. Mm-hmm. What do y'all think that means? Medicinal purposes. But do we know in the text that this is alcohol that they're telling him to take? Or do we think it could be grape juice? Okay. I need somebody to look up 1 Timothy. Let's see if I can find it. 3, 1 through 8. Now that was in 1 Timothy 5:23, correct?
Yes.
Okay. 1 Timothy 3, 1 through 8. Who's got it?
I got it.
Okay.
This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desires a good work. Not
greedy, filthy lucre. Okay. Now, what is a disqualification for a preacher? Y'all agree with that? So is there a contradiction between 1 Timothy 5:23, or is our interpretation of that verse wrong?
No, but a preacher, Brother Mike, I look at it. Am I just in...
Well, you got to understand what is a deacon. They're a servant. Deacons are not in leadership except in some churches. Yeah. Much wine. Okay. Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Is Timothy a preacher? Was he a preacher?
Paul just called him his son in the faith. That's what he called him.
Mm-hmm. There was a word much.
Yeah. Not much wine. That's what it said about the deacon. But it said the preacher not given to wine. The new doesn't. It doesn't work as good. The new doesn't have it. It doesn't work as good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a very deep subject.
Okay. All right, let's see what time it is. Okay, it's time to close. Appearance of evil. Yeah. All right. How many's enjoyed this? Yeah. 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 Yeah, we have all the answers to that. Yeah, Brother Dale gave a text. He said, abstain from all appearance of evil. If it's costing America $800 billion a year, anything else that they had that they didn't get tax money off of would have already been condemned.
It's the only disease you buy in a bottle, too.
The only disease you buy in a bottle, yeah. So we're going to be looking at a lot of verses, okay? We're going to deal with strong drink, and we're going to deal with wine. And so we want you to come back. I think I got your appetite wet. And I'm going to give you my testimony before we close for Sunday school. 1 year in 1983, I was a drunk. And I believe with all my heart, God convicted me of drinking. I quit before I got saved. I quit. Now, I hear people say, well, God ain't convicted me of it. Well, there's a lot of people God ain't convicted nothing of. Okay? I believe with all my heart. Now, I can't prove that. But the wages of sin is still death. That which kills and destroys, perhaps is not that good for you. And who knows that maybe Smith's Bible Dictionary was right. Maybe it's worse now. But the only way our government or any government can succeed and do what they want to do is to keep the people doped up or drunk. Amen. All right. I hope you enjoyed it. And we will begin next week, and we're going to be looking at some things, okay? Father, as we come to you, we're grateful for the grace of God. We ask you to have your way now in our lives and hearts. We thank you and love you, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Let's do some